There are more than 50 different species of clover in the U.S. Glynis Board from the Ohio Valley Resource has this story about a rare clover once thought to be extinct.
It's a plant we all know and love, or we think we do, the clover. But one species of clover was thought to be extinct until someone found it in West Virginia 30 years ago. Biologist Rodney Bartkus recalls his discovery was met with some skepticism.
We were walking along the trail, and I told Cloyce, hey, there's running buffalo clover. And he said, no, it's extinct. And I said, Cloyce, that's it. And he bet me a steak dinner that that was not running buffalo clover. And I got that steak dinner. So that's how it was rediscovered.
After Bartkus reported the find, running buffalo clover was moved onto the endangered species list. Today, he's hiking with Melissa Thomas Van Gundy, a research forester with the Forest Service, stationed here at the Furneaux Experimental Forest in West Virginia. It's one place where you can find the clover.
Part of the running part comes from these stolons, these plant parts that are like a strawberry runner.
For years, Thomas Van Gundy has been helping to manage the populations of running buffalo clover found here.
Of course, it's not blooming right now, but that is a really good way to identify it.
These clover are not like the ones you find in your yard. They're much more sensitive. They can't tolerate full sun, full shade, or severe disturbance. That said, Thomas Van Gundy explains they love heavy machinery. She explains that in this particular tract of land, forest managers use heavy machinery every 10 years or so on paths they call skid roads.
When we first found this, I think it was along this trail somewhere, we said, okay, well, Fish and Wildlife Service says, you guys, we can't disturb those plants. Put your skid road up there. Don't use this skid road. Okay, we did that, came back in, plant numbers had dropped where we hadn't run over them. They've showed up on the new skid road. So it's a kind of a frustrating plant if you think you have to stay off of it.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service listed the clover as endangered in 1987. Since then, more populations have been found and monitored. Today, about 150 populations are known to exist in six states. Many of these populations are on public lands or they're on private land with conservation agreements. Thomas Van Gundy and Bartkus say protecting these rare plants is an important part of maintaining the protective benefits of biodiversity. They say a more diverse forest is more resilient to disease, pointing out that humans ultimately depend on healthy ecosystems for clean air and water. But Bartkus says his motivation to protect the running buffalo clover is also rooted in the value of the stories it tells.
Just imagine standing right here and a herd of mastodon comes through. We know that that happened fairly routinely. That's what this, that's the disturbance making that most of these species evolved in. So, you know, once the mastodons and things like that died out, they relied upon, you know, the buffalo and the elk. So we can go back to that story. And now they rely on us.
When asked if he thought delisting the clover was a good idea, Bartkus said he felt all right about it. But the running buffalo clover isn't quite out of the woods, so to speak. Bartkus pointed to stiltgrass and other invasives that could displace more delicate native species. So it's important, he adds, to continue to keep an eye and maybe a reintroduced elk hoof on them. I'm Glynis Board in the Furneaux Experimental Forest in West Virginia.
Glynis Board's story comes to us courtesy of the Ohio Valley Resource.